S-R-N. Welcome to the Questo Show.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the 2014 Oscar Picks bonus episode. Our second annual Oscar predictions episode. So exciting. We're looking forward to this for a few days now. It is me, your host, Christopher Crespo. How you doing? With me, as always, is co-host, Drew Cogburn.
Hey, what's up, dude? How's it going?
Doing all right, man. You know, a lot going on these days. This is actually technically, we already did our last full show in this with this setup, but this is our last actual show on the life raft that was once the SS Crespo Diso.
Oh, dude, I'm really looking forward to slashing the last hole in this thing and watching it sink to the bottom.
We're gonna sink it to the bottom because whenever we leave a city, we leave it in ruins. We raise it on our way out because no one else can enjoy it like we can. Same way with our boats,
yep,
and our life raft. Everything's at the bottom of the ocean when we're done.
Yep.
So, but our equipment, yeah. I mean, by the end of this show, the SS Girl Speedy Show 2 will be here. We'll be packing up, moving on to that thing, and then the next time you guys will be hearing from us, it'll be from a much more comfortable wooden surroundings.
Yes.
Big old wooden boat. An ark of sorts. Taking inspiration from Noah.
An ark of sorts.
SS Crespedito 2 is a bit of an ark.
Yeah.
It's a small one.
It is. Very small.
Tangent. So we're going to be talking about Oscars. Oscars 2014. Drew.
Chris.
Tell people how much you love the Academy Awards.
I care not for the Academy Awards. I think it's kind of silly that you give out awards for art.
Uh-huh.
Because art is subjective. And everyone takes what, you know, out of it what they take out. And saying that one piece of art is necessarily better than another, it's kind of ridiculous.
It kind of works on a level of, personally speaking, like, you know, for you and for me, it happened to be the same movie. Her was our favorite movie of the year.
Yes.
You know, we qualitatively, I'm trying to say.
Yes.
We ranked it in terms of quality, but for us personally.
Yes.
Not saying that Her is necessarily a better movie technically, artistically, or whatever than like The Wolf of Wall Street. Bless you. One more time. One more. Here we go.
No, that was the only three.
Okay. That was a threefer. We're not saying that, you know, one movie is necessarily technically better than the other.
No, that's the one that I preferred with my taste.
For our taste overall. Now when you're compiling a bunch of people's tastes together, then adding them up, tallying them, that's when you get awards.
Yeah.
Stuff like this. And yeah, you know, I've been on record for a few years. I agree with you. That was my stance 100%. I think awards for art is whack. And we're really just feeding into the machine. And it's horrible that we're doing this.
Yes, it is. But we're going to do it anyway.
That being said, so I have here an article from Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, God. The E-dubs.
It's just, they put it as talking points or whatever for this year's Oscars. And it's a few things that are kind of interesting, I thought. We could just throw out there real quick before we start talking about our picks. And we got a couple surprises, I guess, lined up for this show. So let's get into this. Let's see. First off, Wolf of Wall Street, nominated for Best Picture.
Yes.
It is, obviously, it's, remember when it came out, there are articles about how it has the most swear words.
Yes.
Most F-bombs.
Yes.
That makes it now, since it was nominated for Best Picture, the Best Picture nominee with the most amount of F-words.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Wolf of Wall Street. Previous holder of said title, you want to take a guess? Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas.
Yeah, Goodfellas. Well, gangsters, they swear a lot.
American Hustle, I found this very interesting. American Hustle is the 15th film to receive nominations in every acting category.
Oh.
Best actor, actress, supporting actor, supporting actress, right? David O. Russell is the first director to direct two movies, back-to-back no less, that have both achieved this feat. Because American Hustle and Silver Linings Playbook, everyone was nominated for everything, for that, right? Both movies.
Yep.
No movie has ever won all four. Never been an acting sweep. I would have thought that would have happened. You don't think it'll ever happen?
It'll never happen. It's that, once again, is saying that this piece of art is infinitely better than all these other pieces of art. Right. I mean, if you get, you know, a best actor for, let's say, The Wolf of Wall Street, okay? Uh-huh. Let's say Leo wins, right?
Right.
Chances of Jonah Hill winning for actor in supporting role go down infinitely.
Because people want to spread the love around.
Exactly.
Because even though it is awards, there's still kind of politics behind it. This is, yeah, absolutely right there. And this kind of proves your point. 15 movies, including American Hustle, have been nominated for all the acting awards.
Yeah.
Only two have won three of the four. Streetcar Named Desire, which is Marlon Brando, right? And Network, which is one of my favorites.
Whatever, yeah.
Peter Finch. They both got three wins apiece. Also worth noting, while they call it quadfectas, while quadfectas generally snag at least one acting award, only two have managed a Best Picture win.
Yeah.
So out of all those 15, only two won Best Picture. And those were, From Here to Eternity. You know, everyone loves that one. And, of course, the classic Mrs. Miniver.
Yeah.
No, everyone remembers Mrs. Miniver from 1942.
Mm-hmm.
You think that'll happen to American Hustle by, like, 2020? What is it now? By like 2042, 2062?
I mean, it's...
Or you think American Hustle will be a footnote?
Well, the way I see it, I think it was a good movie, but the movies that tend to stick around the longest are ones that are not based in reality.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
true life
based
ones.
On true story.
Yeah, how many true life movies are considered classics? That really doesn't pop up.
Exactly.
It's got to be really heightened, like a Goodfellas type thing, where it's based on Henry Hill,
but
it's like a Wolf of Wall Street thing, where it's a memoir based on a movie. It's all heightened realism.
Exactly.
Sort of,
you've got to have that, you know, that you have to bring it to that next level if you want it to stick around.
That's interesting.
I have a feeling that, like, Silver Linings Playbook
will
have much longer legs and critical acclaim than American Hustle will.
All right, I like it. I like it. Hey, did you know? Best Animated Feature. When do you think they started giving out that award? Best Animated Feature.
I mean, let's say the mid-50s.
2002.
What?
Yes, 2002. For movies released in 2001. That was the first, the Oscar for... Oscar for Best Animated Feature was first awarded in 2002. Pixar has released 11 films since then. Of them, only two have failed to get a nomination. Want to take a wild guess what those two Pixar movies might have been that didn't get nominated?
Probably the ones I don't remember.
Probably the sequel ones, like Cars 2.
Yeah, that's...
Or Monsters University, which was last year, I think. I don't think it nominated either. On the flip side, Toy Story 3 won Best Animated Picture.
Well, that's because Toy Story 3 was amazing.
It was amazing. Producer Megan Ellison. No, now Drew Lately, last couple of years, you may have noticed on some of the better movies you've seen before the movie starts, you know, they showed a different, like, production company logo, right? Something animated, right? Something stupid. Have you noticed the giant A?
Annapurna, you bring this up, like, I don't know how many times you've given me that spiel this show.
It's the A. Maybe twice.
Yeah, more like five or six times.
Maybe thrice.
More than that.
I dare someone to find out exactly how many times and let me know, because that kind of information is just impossible to find. So, producer Megan, have you noticed it though? Maybe you haven't given me an answer.
No, I have.
Have you really?
Yes.
Okay. Megan Ellison, who's behind that, she's a rich billionaire's. Lucky person. Has great taste, thank God. She's behind Her and American Hustle, making her the first woman and only the third person ever to get two Best Picture nominations in the same year.
Oh, no.
The other people being Francis Ford Coppola in 1974 for The Conversation and Godfather Part II. Two pretty good movies. Yeah. If you know, I don't know. I don't know about you, Drew. In my opinion... Those are some pretty good movies, right?
Yeah, pretty good.
And Scott Rudin in 2010 recently he produced both Social Network and True Grit. So Megan Ellison, Francis Ford Coppola, Scott Rudin. Yeah, sounds better.
All have very good taste.
Great taste. All know what they're doing. This one is very interesting. So Frozen,
yes.
Disney movie, has a song nominated, Let It Go, for best song, best original song. The person who wrote that, Bobby Lopez.
Uh-huh.
if he wins the Oscar, he will be only the 12th person ever to win an Oscar, a Grammy, an Emmy, and a Tony. He's got that chance.
Oh, man. He can pull the four-fecta.
He can pull the four-fecta. And he would also be the youngest person to ever do it because he just turned 39 this week. So at 39 years old, he would have won all four. He got a Tony for Avenue Q and the Book of Mormon. So obviously no slouch. A Grammy for Book of Mormon's original cast recording. That's almost cheating. And a Daytime Emmy for his work on Wonder Pets. That's also kind of cheating. I can win a Daytime Emmy if I, you know, give me a TV show. At 23, Jennifer Lawrence, J-Law, youngest actress ever to get three acting nominations. She's only 23.
Two of them are because of David O. Russell.
Yes. Yes, two in a row, right? If she wins Best Actress, she'll become the third actress to win consecutive awards. And youngest person ever to win two acting awards. The current record holder is Louise Rainer, because everyone knows who that is. And meanwhile, American Hustle star Amy Adams is the only current Best Actress nominee who hasn't won an Oscar yet. So this is her fifth career nomination.
Oh, man. They're going to give it to her, aren't they?
Ooh. Isn't her and J-Law up against each other?
No.
Amy Adams is a supporting actress.
Yeah. Amy is lead and J-Law is supporting.
Oh, I got it backwards. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Meanwhile, we're talking about the actresses. At 84 years old, June Squibb from Nebraska is the oldest ever supporting... Oh, no. She would be the oldest ever supporting actress winner at the age of 77. And Bruce Dern, who's also in Nebraska and is also nominated, he would be the oldest ever winner himself. June Squibb at 84, Bruce Dern at 77. If they both win, that just means you're really old, but still pretty good. And it was also a really good movie. And, of course, the old Meryl Streep factoid of the year with her latest Best Actress nomination for what? Was she nominated for August? Meryl Streep?
August Osage County.
Osage County. She breaks her own record for most nominations ever achieved by an actor. Her grand total, Drew?
What, like 15?
18. So close. So close. Out of those 18, she has won.
What, like twice?
Three. Oh, you're almost there, man. If this were horseshoes. With three wins, she's still not the most decorated actor in Oscar history. And that'd be my homegirl, Katharine Hepburn. She won four times. I just watched The African Queen for the first time with Katharine Hepburn and Humphrey Bogart from 1951. John Huston movie. It's one of these ones where I put it on. I was like, let me see. I mean, it's about two people on a boat, drifting down a boat. How good can this be? I was laying in bed.
Yeah.
It's like, this is going to put me to sleep. Hour and a half later.
You're still awake.
I was like, that's a pretty good movie. That's pretty good. It got me. And finally, the undisputed king of the Oscars is...
Jack Nicholson.
John Williams.
Yeah. Oh!
John, you got some Jack Nicholson.
Good lord, how many Oscars has that man won for his music?
Well, first off, he was nominated. He just received his 49th career nomination.
Sounds about right.
The Book Thief. It's got a total of 5 wins. More Oscar nominations than any other living person. And a second only to...
Meryl Streep.
No. Walt Disney.
Ah.
Walt Disney for most Oscar nominations, period. Walt scored just shy of 60 nods.
Good job, Walt.
Goddamn. That's a lot of nominations for that fucking Walt Disney.
Good job.
All right, so there you go. That was some fun factoids there for you for 2014. Hey, let's get into the Oscar picks. So, we got our ballots here.
Yep.
24 categories.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start from, I guess, the bottom here.
Bottom right.
Bottom right, and we'll work our way up, right? Yeah.
And then work our way up, and then bottom up. Yeah, okay.
Bottom up. And then at the end, or should we do this at the beginning? No, we'll do it at the end. We'll pick what the, I got suggestions for, because, all right, plus we got to do the whole handicap thing, all right, because we already decided on the last show. I know, we're all over the place, right? We should have thought of this ahead of time. I should have wrote this down. Where were you, co-producer? You get +4. Last year, you got +6.
Yes.
This year, we agreed on +4.
+4.
All right. So let's write that down. I'm going to give myself a -4. Oof, that's tough. Puts me in a hole right to start with. And then I have bets here that we got. I've been putting out there on Twitter and Facebook and whatever, and I got a whole bunch of ideas I will then put into a randomizer, and we'll pick what the loser, whatever happens to the person who loses this little competition. And
that sounds good.
Is that everything?
I hope it's not too bad. Some of those things are so really awful. Hope they don't. Yeah. Like, I'm not looking forward to twerking at a strip club.
Hey, don't be giving them away.
It sounds awful.
You're giving them away. All right, here we go. Let's start from the bottom, work our way up. Number one, original screenplay nominees: American Hustle, Blue Jasmine, Dallas Buyers Club, Her, and Nebraska. On the count of three, say which one you decide. One, two, three.
Her.
Say
it.
What?
You said one, two, three. Count of three. I said it. I count of three.
I was gonna give an example.
Oh.
You told me man, you're quick. You're quick today, dude. Yeah, Her. I said Her as well. So, I guess we gotta keep track of that somehow.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a big X on it because it doesn't matter. It's a null
there
anyway.
We go. That's a good idea. Both said Her's great.
Uh huh.
Her's great. Adapted screenplay, Before Midnight, which I don't really think it's adapted.
Never saw it.
It's kind of odd. It's Ethan Hawke, Richard Linklater.
Blah blah blah.
Doesn't matter. Captain Phillips, because it was based on a book.
Yep.
Philomena, just based on the book. 12 Years a Slave, based on a memoir. Wolf of Wall Street, based on a memoir. Adaptive screenplay. What do you got, Drew?
Oh, 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave. That's what I got, too,
that's
man.
A wash.
That's what I got, too. I mean, it's beautifully adapted. It's also a whitewash. There's a couple of things that you wouldn't think would have been whitewashed, but that's another. That's a whole.
Now, are we talking whitewash or whitewash?
No, I'm talking about. Yeah, see, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about. Right, that's what I'm saying. In a way you wouldn't think. Anyway, I'm not, we're not going to. We got a lot to go here. Visual effects.
Effects.
Visual effects. You know?
Not effects.
Effects. When,
that'd
when
be weird. This is visual effects.
Effects. This is how it gets you. Yes. Number one, sadness. Number two, happiness. When Tron came out, the original Tron, like 81, it was disqualified, or people tried to disqualify it from the Academy Awards.
Because of computer generated graphics.
And they said that
was cheating.
Now here we go, all these years later.
Yeah.
What's nominated for visual effects? Gravity, The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, Iron Man 3, Lone Ranger, and Star Trek Into Darkness.
Dude, it's The Hobbit, bro. Come on.
Well, you're that impressed by Smaug,
look at that,
huh?
Freaking dragon and all those gold coins that were not real.
Oh, well, here we go. Finally a split. I'm going Gravity. I'm going Gravity.
So. Well, you see, I went The Hobbit because in all reality, it's the only thing it's nominated for. And what they're just going to deny Peter Jackson an Oscar this year after all that hard work?
Well, you know what happened with the Return of the King.
Rotk.
Yeah, Rotk. Lorter Rotk.
Lorter Rotk.
You know what happened with Lorter Rotk? Oh, I hit my teeth together. That hurt. It was nominated for Fellowship of the Rings, didn't win nothing. Nominated for Two Towers, didn't win nothing. Nominated for everything for Return of the King. And
won everything.
Outside of like acting, it won so much stuff. It won like 11 awards or something. So, I don't know, there's another Hobbit movie coming out. So I'm going Gravity on that one. Sound mixing. Not to be confused with sound editing. Very different. Two different teams.
I know.
They don't even talk to each other sometimes, okay? Sound mixing. Captain Phillips, a lot of water sounds. Gravity, a lot of space sounds. The Hobbit, a lot of hobbity sounds. Inside Llewyn Davis.
A lot of whiny sounds.
And a cat. He wasn't that. Yeah. And Lone Survivor. A lot of I love you, bro. Sound mixing. How do you like those sounds mixed up, Drew?
Capitan Philippe.
Oh, you went with the water.
I like it.
I went
with the agua.
I went with gravity.
No, you went, yeah, okay.
Because the sound design was just so crucial to that movie. So much of it was silent. So much of it was that you were inside the master. You got that. It's very freaky.
Luke, I am your father.
And like I said, extremely different, completely different people. Literally, you'll see different people up there. Sound editing. All is lost. A lot of, again, lots of slashing. Captain Phillips, more splash, more little gunfire. Right? Gravity, again, space sounds. The Hobbit, you know, the dragon. And again, Lone Survivor. Oh, Drew! Here we go. Actually,
Reba. Oh, Chris!
Chicago versus the world.
Chris Crespo versus the world. Chris Crespo versus the world! Well, I guess, well, actually, it's Chris Crespo versus himself, really. Or against the internet.
Against the internet. What do you got? Sound editing, real quick.
All is lost because there's no dialogue. So everything else had to be funneled in, pretty much.
I like that reasoning. I like that rationale. I'm going to go with Gravity again because, they're two different teams, but still, it's sound and sound. How are you going to split up the sound awards? Anyways, there you go.
Yo, hi. Anyway, so this is Chris Crespo versus the internet.
All right. Because we did this last year. Last year we did one where it was something like, I think you named the year, and I had to name the best picture winner, and I didn't do too hot. So let's do something a little different this year. And I didn't prep for this. I didn't do no research at all whatsoever. So here we go. If I do horrible, you know,
it's your fault.
It's my own damn fault. Because I totally could have cheated and loaded the deck, but I didn't. So Drew, what do you got? What do you got there? What are you going to show me?
I'm going to give you a year.
Okay.
And you're going to give me the best actor. Or should I give you the movie and you give me... No, that'd be too easy.
Yeah.
Bonus points if you can name the movie.
Because we did yeah. Oh, bonus point? Nah, it'll be too easy because we did movies last year.
Yep.
So.
I am going to keep it kind of easy for you. I'm probably not going to go anything prior to 1960.
Are you going to give me the nominees, or are you just going to give me the year and then I'm on my own?
I'll give you the year, and if you need more information, I will give you perhaps one nominee and the movie they were nominated for.
Oh, God, just for context?
yeah, just for context, just so you know around the year and blah, blah, blah.
That's brutal. All right. That's tough. All right. I'll keep track of rights and wrongs.
Yeah, totally. Well, I got that.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's 10. God. I mean, it's 10 points.
All right, here we go. Oh, my God. You made it sound even harder than I thought it was going to be. Okay, here we go.
All right. So, let's go 1963.
63? Are you kidding me?
Also nominated that year.
Yeah.
Paul Newman for HUD. Albert
HUD.
Finney.
I saw HUD.
Albert Finney top for Tom Jones. Rex Harrison for Cleopatra, and Richard Harris, This Sporting Life. The winner was...
I saw HUD. It was all right. It was not bad. That one was all right. It didn't bore me. 63 early 60s actor around that time period. We're looking at it. Give me Sidney Poitier.
Yeah! Good job. All right. Good job, Chris.
Pull that one out. Oh, God.
All right. Now we're going to get into 1971.
Sorry, 71. 71. No, I got this. I got 71. 71.
All right. I'm not saying anything. You said you got it.
I got 71 is... Jack Nicholson won Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
1971, Gene Hackman for The French Connection.
Gene Hackman.
Beat out George C. Scott for The Hospital, Peter Finch and Sunday Bloody Sunday, Walter Matthau and Koch, and Topol for Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, I would have gone Gene Hackman too. Although that George C. Scott in The Hospital, that's great. Great performance, really good movie. A lot of monologues.
1971.
Damn, yeah, I would never have gotten that one.
All right, let's go 1976.
Wasn't that, didn't we just mention, wasn't 76 the year of a conversation in Godfather Part 2? Wouldn't that then make Best Actor? But did he win for that, though? 76 was also the year Rocky was nominated and Stallone was nominated for actor, but he did not win. He won Best Picture. Did he win Best Actor? Did he win? It won Best Picture. He did not win for writing. He was nominated for writing. Did you know, Drew, that Stallone is one of three actors to be nominated for Best Writer, Best Screenplay, Best Actor, Best Picture? The only other two people, Orson Welles, Charlie Chaplin. Therefore, Sylvester Stallone is a genius. I'm going to go with Sylvester Stallone for Rocky. 1996.
This person beat out Sylvester Stallone for Rocky. Oh, also beat out Robert De Niro for Taxi Driver. Also beat out Giancarlo Giannini for Seven Beauties. Uh-huh. And also beat out his co-star in the movie, William Holden. It was Peter Finch in Network.
Oh, that was a Network year. I love Network.
I know. That's why I asked it, because I know you love Network.
Love Network, and he died. He died, too. Peter Finch died like 3 months before the movie even came out. One of the few guys who went posthumously, like a Heath Ledger type of situation. That might have been part of the reason why he won that year, too, because he had died.
Yeah.
If you think about it, because that's why Heath Ledger won for Joker. I mean, Joker was good. Anyway, go on. Here we go.
Let's go with 1980.
1980 was that one, I know. Because 1980 was the year. Do I know that? 1980 was the year.
Do you got
Raging
this one?
Bull.
Or do you want some information, Chris?
Raging Bull was nominated for Best Picture, as was Ordinary People. Timothy Hutton nominated for Best Actor for Ordinary People in 1980. I'm going to go Timothy Hutton.
Timothy Hutton, according to this list, wasn't even nominated.
Damn it, wrong year.
This person beat out Robert Duvall for The Great Santini, beat out Jack Lemmon in Tribute, also beat out Peter O'Toole in The Stuntman, and John Hurt in The Elephant Man. His name is Bobby De Niro for Raging Bull.
God, Hutton wasn't even nominated. God. But it won Best Picture somehow. No one remembers fucking Ordinary People. God.
All right.
Terrible.
All right. Now we're going to move on.
Turn it around.
You're four down, Chris. You got six to go.
Here we go.
Yeah, all right. 1987.
1980 is Rain Man. 1980.
Would you like some information, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to need some.
All right. Also, this person beat out Marcello Mastroianni for Dark Eyes.
Of course, Dark Eyes.
Also beat out Robin Williams for Good Morning Vietnam.
Same year as Good Morning Vietnam.
He beat William Hurt for Broadcast News. And he also beat Jack Nicholson for Ironweed.
Not Ironweed.
1987.
No one remembers Ironweed. That's when Jack Nicholson was getting nominated for everything. 1987. That would be the one and only. That was John Candy for Uncle Buck. Yes, thank you very much.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Can I get the sound effect for your wrong, please? I'm sorry, the correct answer is Michael Douglas in Wall Street.
Oh, Wall Street, of course. 1980s out of Wall Street. I should have known that, but I didn't.
All right.
Terrible.
Next up, 1991.
1991 is The Goodfellas, Dances with Wolves. Was Kevin Costner? It was 91. Or was it 1990? Don't do that to me. Or was it 92? See, now I'm screwed. 1991.
All right. Well, you were wrong, Chris. Yes. So this person beat out Robin Williams in The Fisher King.
All right. Yeah.
He beat Nick Nolte in The Prince of Tides.
No one likes Prince of Tides.
He beat out Robert De Niro for Cape Fear.
Again, Robert De Niro nominated for everything. Oh, that was what he did. Okay.
And also beat out Warren Beatty and Bugsy.
This is 91.
This is 1991.
We're talking about Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wrong. Sorry. We are talking about Sir Anthony Hopkins for The Silence of the Lambs.
Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal starts tomorrow.
Shit. All right. Well, out of the last six, you've got five wrong. So the best you can do is 50%.
Now
you know how I feel, Chris. I love this look on your face. It feels so much joy in my heart right now. And maybe some chicken.
That was a sad chicken.
All right. Let's go 99. No, wait. I just did 91?
Yes.
So, okay. Yeah, late 90s. That's fine. We'll do 1999.
1999 was Kevin Spacey for American Beauty.
Correct.
All right. God damn it.
That is correct. All right. Let's get
2003. Is that Russell Crowe, Beautiful Mind?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You are incorrect, sir. This person beat out Jude Law in Cold Mountain, beat out Ben Kingsley, also beat out Johnny Depp for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Isn't it crazy he was nominated for that?
Yeah, it is, because it was awful.
It wasn't that awful, but
beat out Bill Murray for Lost in Translation.
Should have not.
His name is Sean Penn, and he won it for Mystic River.
Oh, yeah. Mystic River is good, but that should have been Bill Murray's nominee. That should have been Bill Murray's award. Now we got to give him a fucking... some sort of lifetime achievement award to make up for that shit.
I know.
And it's not the same. That's for you, Academy. That's for you, Sean Penn, Mystic River.
All right. So that's 8 down.
God damn it.
You got 2, right?
All
right.
No problem.
2 more to go.
Gonna turn it around.
2007.
That was Daniel Lewis, There Will Be Blood.
That is correct.
All right.
And last but not least, 2010.
Let's just go backwards from here. So it's now, what year is it now?
Correct.
So last year was Daniel Lewis. The year before that was Colin Firth. The year before that was, I'm going to say, Jeff Bridges for Crazy Heart.
You are incorrect, sir. You forgot last year. Last year of Daniel Day-Lewis. The year before that was Jean Dujardin for The Artist.
Then it was
Colin Firth for The King's Speech.
The Artist. Everyone forgot about The Artist.
So that brings you to a win. 3 correct answers and 7 incorrect. You suck ass, sir.
That was terrible. That was terrible. Thank God we didn't tie the rest of this to that game. I'd be singing at a karaoke bar in my underwear before you know it.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Live action short. All right, obviously, these short film ones. I mean,
yeah, cool. I had no idea.
So, what live action short film? Movies.
I picked Helium.
Because
I asked Elijah for a number and he gave me the number 3.
Oh, there you go. I picked the Vorman Problem.
Okay.
Because it's the only one with a title that looks like an actual movie title. so we did from that one. All right. Animated short film. Here we go. Again.
I picked Possessions.
Because it sounds cool?
It was the coin toss.
It
was because I started at the top and worked my way down, and it was single elimination.
Ah, all right. I went with this Get a Horse one.
Okay.
That's apparently it was the Disney one that played in front of Frozen. So.
No, there we go.
I don't know. Maybe people actually watched it. I didn't see it. Production design. Which one had the cooler art aspect to it, Drew? American Hustle? Gravity? The Great Gatsby? Her? 12 Years a Slave?
I chose Her. I think that's the only thing they're going to win, unfortunately.
You think so?
Yeah, because that was one of the things that caught me about the movie. That was one of the things that I really liked about
it. It's a beautifully designed
movie. Was the production design. You know, that whole... almost, you know, the semi-future.
Right.
It's the future, kinda.
Yeah. Sort of future. It's a future you can imagine, maybe, with high-waisted pants.
Yeah, yeah.
I went with Her. We both went with Her winning the original screenplay.
Yes.
So it's not the only one you have winning, right? So
now correct.
You have 2 winning Her. I went with Great Gatsby.
No, okay.
Because it's just so lush. And it's not nominated for much else because it's really not that good.
Yeah, yeah.
But no matter how good or non-good it is, you can't say what you can't. I mean, it's a great looking movie, right?
Yeah, no, I actually, we'll get to what I picked Great Gatsby for later.
Okay. Original song. We got a song from Despicable Me, one from Frozen, one from Her, and Mandela, A Long Walk to Freedom. The song, The Hurt, you know, someone's going to perform all of them at the awards.
Yeah.
Karen O, because she's the original composer of the Her song, she's going to perform it at the Oscars.
That's awesome, because that's who I picked to win.
Moonsong, yeah?
Because the Moonsong's awesome.
I went with Frozen, because that movie's so damn popular.
Nice. I chose a song that I had heard and enjoyed.
That song is really good. But Frozen, that movie's made so much damn money, you know? Oh, we also like North Korea. Okay, here we go. We actually were different quite a bit here. All right, yeah. This is good.
The first two, I was like, man, are we just gonna pick the same thing all the way up and down?
Yeah, that would have been kind of late. All right, here we go. Original score: The Book Thief, John Williams. Gravity, I don't know. Her, some people. Philomena, And Save It, Mr. Banks. They don't have the actual composers.
Before I knew who the composer was, I chose The Book Thief, and now it's a good choice because it's frickin' John Williams.
John Williams. He is the king of the composers.
It's a great choice.
I'm going with Gravity because it ties into the sound and the editing. It's all part of what makes the movie work so well. It's a sparse score, but it's effective. You know, it's actually very good. So here we go. Makeup and hairstyling, Dallas Buyers Club. Jackass Presents, Bad Grandpa, and The Lone Ranger.
I picked Jackass just because I want to see the people who did Johnny Knoxville up maybe win something.
Nice. I almost went with that. I almost did. But I went Dallas Buyers Club. I went Dallas because, they did all the makeup on all these people. Made them all look like they were sick and dying, and the Oscars did all that shit, right? And I do love now that because of shit like this, and the supposed importance of Academy Awards, you can say things like, oh, the Academy Award nominated film The Lone Ranger, or the Academy Award nominated Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
Or how about the Academy Award winning 3-6 Mafia?
The Academy Award winning 3-6 Mafia, exactly. Or the all the Academy Award nominated Transformers movies. I think one of them or two even won for visual effects, that's what you get for, that's what your awards mean there in the long run. No one remembers the artists, everyone remembers Transformers. Foreign language film, The Broken Circle Breakdown from Belgium. I was in one of those in a mosh pit once at CBGB.
A Broken Circle Breakdown.
Crazy. The Great Beauty from Italy. The Hunt from Denmark with Mads Mikkelsen. The Missing Picture from Cambodia. Cambodia getting some representation this year. That's crazy. And Omar from Palestine.
I went with The Hunt because Mads Mikkelsen's a badass.
Mads Mikkelsen is a badass. Hannibal, again, coming out. Looking forward to that. But I went with The Great Beauty. Because I read somewhere that people like it. I mean, it's a crapshoot. I didn't see the only one. I haven't even seen any of them. Still got to see The Hunt. And The Hunt's the only one we even have a chance to see.
Yeah.
How do we, film editing. So key editing. American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, 12 Years a Slave. What do you got, Drew?
Gravity.
There we go. We agree on that one. Just that opening sequence, right? That freaking...
Well, the whole thing. I mean, it's not like this thing could be, shot in sequence or blah this or blah that. I mean, the entire movie was made in that freaking editing booth.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. And the computers and editing booth and in the giant square box with lights and cameras inside.
Exactly.
And Sandra Bullock shoved in the middle. Pretty incredible, actually, when you think about it. So, hey, we agree on that. Documentary, short subject, Cave Digger... one word, apparently. Facing Fear, Karama Has No Walls. I think I'm saying that right. The Lady in Number 6, Music Saved My Life. Or Prison Terminal, The Last Days of Private Jack Hall.
I went with Cave Digger because it sounds like Grave Digger.
I was going to say it's
Cave Digger.
Sounds like a monster truck.
Exactly.
I went with The Lady in Number 6, Music Saved My Life, because I imagine that's a short film about a hooker forced into prostitution, but then she plays some sort of instrument and it saved her life somehow.
Awesome.
So she's like the lady in Room Number 6 and Music Saved Her Life. That's why I imagine it's about.
Sweet. It probably has nothing to do with any of that.
I haven't seen any of them, but at least we differ on that, so that's fun. Documentary feature, The Act of Killing. Cutie and the Boxer, Dirty Wars, The Square, 20 Feet from Stardom.
The Act of Killing, because I saw it and it was really messed up.
Yeah, we agree on that one for sure. Act of Killing, so good. So good. And the more attention it gets, the more attention that whole Indonesia thing, and a lot of things are happening over there. A lot of change is afoot, so, it's only helping. Here we go. We're pretty much getting to the big boys. Here we got directing. American Hustle, David O. Russell. Hey, that kind of rhymes. Gravity, Alfonso Cuarón. Nebraska, Alexander Payne. 12 Years a Slave, good old Steve McQueen, but not that one, a different one. And The Wolf of Wall Street, good old Martin Scorsese. Drew, who do you have for achievement in directing?
E. O. Russell Hustle.
You want O. Russell Hustle? Yeah. I like it. Nice, very nice. I went with gravity. I went with gravity. So,
I mean, I would love to see Alphonse Cuarón win, but the way I see it,
so would I.
I think Mr. Russell is overdue.
He had
quite the couple years.
He's been nominated a bunch for The Fighter and Silver Linings Playbook, so you think this is more of a culmination of stuff for him?
Yeah, I really do. Because, well, I mean, so he was nominated for the last two movies that he did with those people, and then he took all of those people and put them in one movie. I'm thinking maybe he might win this time.
You think he might have found the formula?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. We'll see, people. All right, exciting. Here we go. Costume design. Who was dressed prettier? American Hustle, The Grandmaster. Funny seeing that on there. That's kind of cool. Wong Kar-wai. The Great Gatsby, The Invisible Woman. Ralph Fiennes is a movie about Charles Dickens and his secret lover. And 12 Years a Slave.
I went with The Great Gatsby.
Gatsby!
That's all lush, like you were saying.
Gatsby?
Yeah.
What Gatsby?
I went Gatsby.
So did I. Yeah, because it's a gorgeous movie. Everyone's dressed impeccably. What's her name? What's her face? Carrie Mulligan. She looks like a sweetheart in that movie.
Yeah, she almost looks attractive in that movie.
She's one of those ones right now. Yeah, she does. And DiCaprio has got that all white getup going on, and then he got all wet, and it was pretty funny. Cinematography. The Grandmaster, again, coming out of nowhere with that Wong Kar-wai. Good for him, Wong Kar-wai. His movies are all absolutely gorgeous. Gravity, which is kind of like Avatar, because a lot of it's done on computers. Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, and Prisoners. And Prisoners, kind of odd. That one snuck in there, I think. Well, it is kind of odd, except Roger Deakins shot Prisoners. And Roger Deakins is kind of like the Susan Lucci of cinematographers. He gets nominated for every year. For everything he does, he gets nominated, and then he doesn't win. I think that's the only reason he got nominated for this.
Because he always gets nominated.
And it's gorgeous work. It's like, you always got to nominate this guy. So what do you got? Who do you got?
I picked him. Prisoners. Because it was the only time I saw Prisoners on this list this time, and I thought Prisoners was at least good enough to get some other nominations.
It is good. It is a good movie. Prisoners is good.
Yeah,
maybe if it come out later in the year.
I mean,
if they had more faith in the movie.
Maybe I think it was just the subject matter, I think.
It was an intense subject matter. Yeah. It was good. I went with Gravity because I'm just thinking, I mean, at this point, I already picked Gravity for so many.
I was about to say, I've heard Gravity a lot.
For so many technical awards. I think they're going to do a lot on the technical side. And cinematography, even though there's a lot of art to the photography part of it, I think it's still lumped in more with all the technical aspects as opposed to the acting and shit like that. So, I went with Gravity. Also, I would like to note 12 Years a Slave, not even nominated. That shit was actually shot on film, 35mm. That movie was beautiful. That oppression was gorgeous in 35mm. It should have at least been nominated, right?
Yeah.
Animated feature film, The Croods, Despicable Me 2, Ernest and Celestine? Get the fuck out. No one knows. Obviously not. Frozen or The Wind Rises, Hayao Miyazaki.
Yeah, Miyazaki, bro, all the way.
You want Miyazaki?
No.
I'm going with popularity. I'm going
Frozen.
Disney Frozen.
No.
Yeah, I'm going with that. Almost $1 billion worldwide is what I'm going with. It's a Toy Story 3 argument there. Here we go. The big five. Actress in a supporting role. Sally Hawkins in Blue Jasmine. Jennifer Lawrence in American Hustle. Lupita Nyong'o in 12 Years a Slave, Julia Roberts in August, Osage County, June Squibb in Nebraska, Drewster Cogburn, what do you got?
Lupita Nyong'o, because I want people to say her name over and over and over again and watch them struggle pronouncing it.
That would be fun. Nyong'o, people just call her Loopy. Loopy won again! Loopy! But she is great in it, though, and...
So you chose the same thing?
I did. I agreed. We agree on Lupita. Yeah, I was... J-Law's, she's really good in this, but
She's not that good.
She was better in, like, Winter's Bone and Silver Linings Playbook.
She was much better in Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, and this one's just kind of like, oh, I'm so crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the science of it. No, whatever. Actress in a leading role, Amy Adams, American Hustle, Kate Blanchett, Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock, Gravity, Judi Dench, Philomena, Meryl Streep, August Osage County. This probably the second hardest one for me to pick.
I agreed until you said the thing about Amy Adams not winning yet, and then I chose her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's wager, huh? That ended the game.
I mean, I was thinking about Sandra for Gravity because it was phenomenal, and I so much of her, just I her. Hate I hate her, and I actually liked her in this movie, and I hate her.
That's a testament.
Does so
it, does her being in this movie and you like an do you now hate her less? Do you like now not hate her?
No. No, I just like Cuarón more because he did something. He did something amazing with shit I don't like.
Interesting. Came out today. Her payday for Gravity.
Ooh.
Oh. This might make you hate her even more.
Uh huh.
Oh man. For some reason, to me, it makes her even more attractive.
Uh huh. And.
Well, first off, I don't know how she pulled this off. America's Sweetheart. She got paid $20 million up front, which is like, that's her A-list fee. People get paid $20 million, that's her A-listers. But somehow she got back points as well.
Oh!
So we're talking about, including the $20 million, I'm talking about like a $90 million payday.
Yeah.
$90 million for that. Also for Cuarón and Clooney for producing it, and someone else, another producer. They're just... They're going to bank because they made like $700 million worldwide. And they're getting cuts off of the Warner Brothers take, which is the lion's share.
Nice.
So I'm going to say, with all that money, Sandra Bullock will not be sad when she doesn't win Best Actress. Because she's like,
yeah. I made $90 million this year. Fuck off.
I'm so rich. I'm so rich. I am the, yeah. So I'm going to click Kate Blanchett, Blue Jasmine.
All right.
Because people have been freaking out about that performance ever since it came out over the summer. A lot of Woody Allen controversy lately, but I don't think that's going to play too much into the voting in this regard. So, but that was still the hardest for me because, I mean, again, Bullock, Gravity.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Judi Dench, she's old. Might be one of those things where, like, the reason she was even nominated is because...
she's old.
She's old. It's a movie about an old lady, and, you know...
She's old.
She's retiring soon because she's going blind and
she's
shit,
old.
You know, because she is old. And then, of course, Meryl Streep, August Osage County. It's like
the obligatory... Oh, Meryl Streep. It's like the Daniel Day-Lewis Award for Daniel Day-Lewisery.
Thank you. Except she only... It's a Meryl Streep nomination for...
Yeah. For Meryl Streepery.
Actor in a Best Supporting Role... Barkhad Abdi in Captain Phillips, Bradley Cooper, American Hustle, Michael Fassbender, 12 Years a Slave, Jonah Hill, The Wolf of Wall Street, Jared Leto, Dallas Buyers Club.
I went with the Fassbender, bro, because he was amazing in that movie.
He is fantastic. He is so good. He is very good. But I went with Jared Leto because he does the whole, he plays a transsexual in Dallas Buyers Club, so he plays a transsexual, and he's dying of AIDS, and, you know, and he's, like, very tragic and stuff, and he also does the weight loss thing like McConaughey, so, you know, plus he won Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor, and I think SAG? I think he won a SAG too, so a lot of momentum was going his way, leading into the nominations being open for the Academy Awards. So took that into account there. Actor in a leading role. This one was the one that, like, ooh, man, I was going back and forth on this one. Actor in a leading role. Christian Bale in American Hustle. Bruce Dern in Nebraska. Leo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street. Chiwetel Ejiofor in 12 Years a Slave. Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club. Drewster Cockburn, what do you got?
I didn't even see it. I went with Matthew McConaughey because he's having such a great resurgence.
It's crazy.
And he is freaking amazing.
This
isn't Ghost of Girlfriend's Past anymore.
This is the McConaughey Day.
Yeah.
It's the McConaissance.
Yep.
It's the McConaria.
That sounds like an STD.
That doesn't like that. We all got McConaughey, man. All right. This one, ever since I saw 12 Years a Slave, I was like, Chiwetel Ejiofor. Yeah. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
What's a Chiwetel Ejiofor, Chris?
It's for winning actor in a leading role, I thought, for the longest time. But here's the thing. It's that whole momentum thing, right? Yeah. Right, McConaughey.
Yeah.
He won, again, Best Actor for SAG, Best Actor for Golden Globe. He Critic Awards, that's right. He was winning a lot of awards. Chiwetel won Best Actor at the BAFTA, which is the British equivalent of the Oscars. But then again, that was kind of expected because it's a co-British production, 12 Years a Slave. And he's an English...
He's a Brit.
He's an Englishman. He's a very proper Englishman. I was thinking to Ejiofor. McConaughey, Ejiofor, McConaughey. It was going back and forth. The other three guys didn't even enter into it. And you know what else about this acting class here, these five guys? I can think of five other guys that also could have been nominated. It would have been perfectly fine. Because we're missing a Forest Whitaker.
Yes, we are.
We're missing, who else are we missing? We're missing tons of people. I had a whole list now. Joaquin Phoenix and her.
Yeah.
Right? He was amazing.
He was.
Right? I mean, there's so many. Anyway. EG for McConaughey. I'm going with the momentum. I'm going with the fact that McConaughey has been on a McConaughey run. We're talking Killer Joe, Mud, Wolf of Wall Street. Right? He was...
Freaking True Detective.
True Detective now on TV is incredible.
HBO's.
Bernie. He's great in Bernie. Magic Mike.
Yeah, he was awesome, Magic Mike.
Lincoln Lawyer. He turned that turd into a watchable thing because he was the McConaughey Mac. He was great. He's great again. People want to celebrate him. Throw that on top of, AIDS movie. Guys dying. Physical transformation. Huge character arc where he goes from like a super homophobic guy to like, oh, now all his best friends are like the gayest people in town. Sorry, Chewie. Sorry, I wanted Chewie to win. I like the guy. I think he's great. I want him.
It's funny that you're calling him Chewie like Chewbacca.
Yeah, like Chewbacca. Well, I have a feeling his friends call him Chewie. Like his close friends. I want to be his friend. So. And I'm sure he's listening. So if he's listening, hit me up on Twitter. I am Crespediso Chewie. We can hang out.
I am Crespediso.
I am Crespediso. No, don't do that. That's someone else. That guy's a jerk. I am Chris Crespo or Crespediso or cinemacrespediso@gmail.com or facebook.com/cinemacrespediso or send me an Instagram at instagram.com/cinemacrespediso.
ChrisCrespo.com.
Thank you, Drew. You know, cool. You know, I wanted Chewie to win because then they have a Best Actor nomination under his belt. He can hopefully get more, even better roles, bigger. You know, I mean, this guy is one paycheck away from he's our next Black Panther, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling here Black Panther, and he needs that. He might give the man his payday. Let him live the rest of his life comfortably. He deserves it. He's a great actor, and by all accounts, an upright citizen. So we differed on that one, huh?
Right. No, we both said McConaughey.
Oh, we both went McConaughey. Yeah. Exciting. The McConaughey sense. Which brings us to the end. Best Picture. 9 pictures nominated this year. American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, Wolf of Wall Street, Germ.
Gravity.
You went Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
You went Gravity. Who would you go for? Director? You went for Director Russell. So you went Best Director O. Russell for American Hustle.
Yeah.
That's fun.
The O. Russell Hustle.
Or Cuarón N for Best Picture.
It's because I had so much problem choosing the director that I figured whichever one got the director, because O. Russell got Best Director.
Yeah.
So Gravity's going to win Best Picture.
So you went
with... As opposed to, if I had chosen Gravity for directing, then I probably would have chosen... maybe 12 Years a Slave for Best Picture, even though it's not going to win.
Interesting.
But it's either Gravity or American Hustle, because those are the two that they're nominated correctly.
Well, even though I nominated, I think Gravity's going to win a shit ton of awards and will be the big winner of the night in terms of number, in terms of quantity. And I did pick it to be Alfonso Cuarón to get Best Director.
Yeah.
Best Picture, I'm going 12 Years a Slave. I'm going to split this year 12 Years a Slave. By doing that, I got 12 Years a Slave at Best Picture, Dallas Buyers Club, actor, and supporting actor.
Yeah.
Then actress, Blue Jasmine, supporting actress, 12 Years a Slave. All right, so, that works for me. Sorry, let's see how many different we got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17 different. Nice. Awesome. Look at that. 17 different rentals. That's going to be fun. It's going to be a topsy-turvy. Oscar cast. I actually make it somewhat interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Add it all up, I have Dallas Buyers Club winning 3 awards, Frozen winning 2, Gatsby winning 2, 12 Years a Slave winning 3, and Gravity winning. Seven. Goddamn. But most of them little awards.
I've got 12 Years a Slave winning 4,
okay.
Her winning 3, and Gravity winning 2.
Her winning 3?
Oh, yeah.
For song, screenplay, and production design.
Yeah.
Nice. I only have Her for 1. Man, if Her won 3, that would be so
awesome. I know. How awesome would that be?
That would be awesome. I mean, awesome for you and for her. I don't know how awesome it would be for me. It depends on what the bet's going to be. So here
which
we go.
Reminds us.
That brings us pretty much to the end of the show. I got all these bets. I collated a bunch of bets over the last few days. Well, not the bets. The bet is the game that we're doing, right? But what we have here, I have a whole bunch of what would you call these, penalties?
Yes, or, pretty much.
It's like whatever, whoever loses has to do this. This thing. So here we go. I got a whole bunch of them. We're going to put them in a thing. We're going to mix it all up together, and then we're going to choose one. Totally random. Here we go. This one comes from our buddy Big Mike from SwampPatrol.com. We'll name Swamp Patrol. He says magic tickets. You can get them pretty cheap.
Nice.
That's a good one. All right. That's a good one.
Well, whether it's a good one or not.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying it's a good bet. It's a good, yeah. I think it's fun. Yeah, yeah. You can buy each other magic tickets. And actually, you know what? Along those lines, I threw this one in there myself. Orlando City soccer tickets.
Nice.
So the loser can buy, you know, some soccer tickets. All right, here we go. This one comes from at Matt Sullery. Watch Tyler Perry's Made a Christmas.
Oh, man. That you know, that almost sounds like Cruel and Unusual Punishment.
It is Cruel and Unusual. Actually, he put originally, like, watch a whole bunch of Tyler Perry movies. Or Just Made a Christmas.
Just Made a Christmas.
Oh, Just Made a Christmas.
Tyler Perry, He Made a Christmas.
This one comes from Sarah. Record yourself acting like a cat. So I guess it's like make a... like a cat video, like we're trying to recreate a cat video.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
So there you go, recreate a cat video.
That sounds, man, I really don't want to do that. It sounds kind of embarrassing.
Recreating a cat video, here we go. Ooh, this one comes from Billy D. You've got a couple from Billy D. This one says, Butler for a day.
Oh.
You got to say it like that because there's exclamation points.
Lee Daniels, Butler for a day?
Ooh, he did not specify. Winner gets to choose. You're either a Butler or Lee Daniels the Butler.
For a day.
In which case, you gotta go to the White House and try to get in.
With black polish all over your face.
And here's Billy's other one. Loser performs a fan-picked song at a karaoke bar, taped, of course, for science.
Ah, yes, for science.
So that's a good one. Looking forward to not doing that, hopefully.
Yeah, that's one on my don't-want-to-do list.
Definitely don't want to do that one, so hopefully we won't pick it. but it's on there, and if it comes to that, yeah, we'll have the fans slowly pick a song that tells which one we do karaoke. This one comes from John Summers. It's a little long, actually. The loser has to twerk for the ladies at the least reputable gentleman's club and have them pass judgment on your booty-popping skills. It's no less degrading than what those women put up with every night. Also, it'd be funny.
Correct, it would be funny.
So we gotta go to
dancers?
Yeah, because all the really shitty strip clubs are closed down.
Yeah.
You know, like the Club Harem, yep. And the Circus. Correct. Closed forever ago.
Yep.
And yeah, now you gotta go to
dancers.
Club. Is dancers even that bad?
If we go during the day.
Convert dollars to bitcoins.
Then I would have, like...
half a bitcoin.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'd have like a quarter of a bitcoin. That's not gonna get me anything.
Well then don't pick that one, dude. Pick that one. Oh, this one comes from my brother. Do the cinnamon challenge and post it as your Facebook status.
Oh, you know, I've done that at work before. I don't want to do it again.
Hey, well, then don't lose, buddy, because it's in, or don't pick it out of the randomizer.
It gets in your nose. Everywhere. It gets everywhere.
This one comes from Mitch. Chug a gallon of milk and puke your brains out.
Sweet.
I guess puking your brains out is part of the... you have to, no matter what.
Yeah, I guess... so even if you do manage to chug the gallon of milk, you still have to vomit it up.
You still gotta vomit it up. And finally, this one comes from Frank. Punch to the face. He says it can be by an unknown third party.
That's a good thing, because I'm pretty sure if you punched me in my face, my skull would cave in.
Take that. Kapow! All right, here we go. We put all the bets in the Crespedisa randomizer. We had to empty out all the Netflix stuff and put in all this stuff. And let's turn it on, and here we go.
Warm it up, Chris. That's what I was born to do.
And here we go. What is the consequence? What will the loser have to do?
Watch Tyler Perry's Made a Christmas!
Oh, Made a Christmas! Made a Christmas!
Gonna have to watch somebody make a Christmas. Gotta watch Tyler Perry make a Christmas, dude.
Oh, man. That's brutal.
Yeah. All right, that's Cruel and Unusual Punishment there. I'll never get that hour and a half back.
You sure you don't want to go to the least reputable strip club in town and shake your asses for ugly women?
You know, I'm pretty sure this is better than that. At least I can do this in the sanctity of my own home.
All right. Well, there we go. That brings us to the end of the show. We got our picks in. We will be... our recap won't be this episode coming out, but the following episode. So, people find out on Twitter who won and who lost. Hey, you're paying attention. Oh. You know who won and who lost. You got the numbers. Drew's got the plus four handicap.
Yep.
There's a 17 thing differential. tell us who you think is going to win Best Actor, Actress, Actor, Production Design, Animated Short Film, etc., etc. Thanks for downloading. Tell your friends. Rate us 5 stars. iTunes, Stitcher. Give us a review at
ChrisCrespo.com.
Drew, thank you very much.
Very welcome, sir.
And we are out. Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Here we go. Here's some levels. Here's a chicken. Where'd the chicken go?
Where's the chicken?
Here's a chicken. Joke sound. Applause. Fail joke. Boo. Laugh. Check 1, 2. Concert. Supporters. Check. 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 Give me some levels.
Those were definitely Nazis.
They could have just been soccer hooligans.
I think they're Nazis. I think that was German.
Okay, well, I'll delete that sound. Okay, well, got some good levels.